Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Depending on how deep ChatGPT goes here on the three of us, this may be the end of the show here.
Maybe just emotionally. We're going to be going. We're just going to be sitting here in awkward silence talking about entertainment.
This could be bad.
All right, so I made the suggestion, so I'll go first on this thing, but I'm having instant regrets. So I get a DM yesterday from a Bert Show listener, and it said, have you asked ChatGPT this prompt? She says, I did this activity at my event last night, and it was groundbreaking, and I think you should try it with the show cast. All right, so I was intrigued. And then she continues, here's the prompt to ask. With everything you know about me, tell me uncomfortable truth I need to know and be brutally honest. Okay, I'll give it to you guys again. And I think we're going to have to do this over a couple of segments. With everything you know about me.
Uh-huh.
Got that? Tell me uncomfortable truth I need to know and be brutally honest.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go first. Abby said, go for it.
Uh-huh.
No editing on the fly. No nothing. What it says, it says.
I'm a champion for the listeners. No editing. Raw, unfiltered truths.
Okay. So mine, what I put in there, was a little bit different just so it could identify me.
Okay.
I wrote with everything you know about me, tell me uncomfortable truths I need to know and be brutally honest. My name is Bert Weiss. I'm from Atlanta and I have a syndicated radio show called The Bert Show.
Okay.
So the thing about ChatGPT is it'll start searching all over the internet. So you have to give it a granular prompt so it knows exactly who you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you read it yet?
No.
Okay. First time.
Yep. And I'm having a tough time reading today because of the style.
I was about to say, don't start crying already.
I know, right? Okay, here we go. And you said no editing.
No editing. If I'm not going to edit, nobody else could edit.
And my concern here is that it's going to take a look at past relationships and it's going to insult me, which would insult my past relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm protective of some of the people in those. Some kids might be involved,
okay.
And that's why I'm a little bit nervous about it. Yeah, it's not the adults I'm concerned with. It's the kids.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. dear Bert Weiss of Atlanta, you seek the unvarnished truth that dwells beneath the surface. In the realm of honesty, one must recognize that the most uncomfortable truths often lie within our own reflections.
Oh,
here we go. Despite your success and the joy you bring to others through your radio show, there may be moments when you feel a disconnect or pressure to maintain that public persona. The burden of expectation can weigh heavily, leading to feelings of inadequacy or doubt.
Does that ring true?
100%.
Really?
You don't even get into this industry unless you're drowning in inadequacy and doubt.
Like, validate me, people.
For sure. One uncomfortable truth you may face is the potential fear of becoming stagnant or irrelevant in a rapidly changing media landscape. With your radio show, or while your radio show may be a beacon for many, the relentless evolution of technology and listener preferences could bring about anxiety regarding your relevance and adaptability. Moreover, consider the possibility that the very platform that you grants you influence may also create a barrier between your authentic self and your public persona. The pursuit of ratings and popularity can lead one to compromise their genuine voice or values, crafting a version of oneself that is palatable to an audience, but perhaps not wholly true to one's essence.
Do you feel like your on-air persona has ever been incongruent with who you really are?
Here's where I struggle with this show is, generally speaking, I don't have strong opinions outside of this studio. I really feel like if you're not hurting me or my family, you do your life, right? But that makes for really boring radio. So I feel like I have to have a stronger, like I have a grain of an opinion, like about Secret Lives of Mormon Lives.
Yeah.
I do hate that show.
I do hate it.
But I have an authentic grain of an opinion that I make way bigger for this show, which is inauthentic.
But what's the negative aspect of that? Like, what is the consequence of having a bigger opinion than you would in real life?
I guess that I don't want to be seen as very judgmental, but I think on a show like ours, we have to be judgmental.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I really don't care what people do with their lives. So long as you're not hurting me, my family, my friends, go do you.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm
saying? I feel the same exact way.
And sometimes that does make me feel fake.
Yeah.
Because you're not giving an authentic, passionate opinion about things that you just simply don't really have authentic passion about.
Yes. Yeah. And I have to take a 1% opinion or feel and make it
100%. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So the whole thing kind of feels fake to me sometimes.
Yes, for sure.
Additionally, ponder the relationships around you. Oh, Christ.
Here we go. Come on now.
In a world where you are often the one giving advice and entertainment, it can be challenging to cultivate genuine connections where you feel safe to share your own vulnerabilities. The burden of being, quote unquote, the host can sometimes isolate you from seeking support when you need it most.
Ooh. Who do you go to for support if you're struggling with something on the show?
I've got on the show or off the show?
Okay, both.
I've got a core of about 4 people I'll go to.
Okay.
Amanda's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Molly, Joel, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen in some areas.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's a pretty strong circle.
Yeah.
That's a few people.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that don't have like one.
Yeah, I got two.
You got two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the core, you may grapple with the notion of legacy.
Mm.
The desire to be, I can't believe how accurate this damn thing is. The desire to be remembered as more than just a voice, but as a person who made a genuine difference may haunt you. Consider your internal dialogue, the critical voice that may emerge when you are at your most vulnerable. This voice might whisper that you are not enough, that every misstep is a reflection of your worth. The quest for your approval for validation and validation, especially in a public-facing role, can create an inner turmoil that is exhausting. Whew, I feel all of that.
Are you thinking about legacy a lot with the whole possible retirement thing looming?
No.
It doesn't cross your mind?
Not really. Oh. It still take us in a different direction, but I don't know if we talked about this. And I got nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame again.
Yeah.
And this is like the third year, and it's a tremendous compliment, and I don't want to like just blow it off like it's not a big deal. It is a big deal to be nominated. But the last 2 years when I didn't get in, it hurt a little bit. Like, dang it, I really wanted to get in.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, this year, I'm just more settled with knowing what we have done in this community. You know, when I take a look at Burt's Big Adventure and I could see what we do there. Or the people that we help on a day. I even wrote on Instagram the other day, I was in the airport and some 20-something came up to me and she was all excited. She's like, you're Bert from the Bert Show, right? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh my God, I got into radio because of you.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So those things are way more important than getting into the Radio Hall of Fame. So I'm not really struggling with the legacy part of it. But the other part of all this, for sure, critical voices, it's exhausting sometimes to have a persona. And sort of when we're out in public, even though we're minuscule local celebrities, to have your head on a swivel all the time.
I get that.
And people having, you might be having a bad day, you say one bad thing, and that's the opinion that's going out on the internet. That does get kind of exhausting.
Yeah, I understand that. Very much so,
yeah.
But thankfully, we're not like big old celebrities. That's why I always say, can you imagine being an A-lister, how exhausting that must be?
Yeah, but no. To some people, you are their A-lister. Like, if they listen to you every single morning, that's a lot of pressure that if you mess up in person once, or you maybe have a DM that isn't, like, as exuberant as they want it to be, that's a lot of pressure to feel like you didn't live up to an expectation.
I do feel like it's awesome, though, that we can still go places, and that's not a thing. Like, we can still just be our authentic selves, where if you're an A-lister, there's pretty much nowhere you can
right?
go.
There have been times, and this is not a humble brag or anything, I was in a small town in Argentina, Bariloche, and I'm like, oh, this would be nice. I don't have to be Bert Show Bert at all. And I'm at baggage claim, and the dude right next to me at the time happened to own Opera. And he's like, Bert!
You're kidding!
And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. It was very nice. And I'm like, well, at least I'm here by myself for the rest of the week. The dude was staying in the hotel I was staying at.
Bert, I know how you feel. I felt the same way when I was in the Buc-ee's at Sevierville, Tennessee.
I can feel that.
Guy recognized. I was like, gosh, I wish people could let me have my private time.
And then finally, lastly, there may be an underlying fear of change, whether it be changes in your career, personal life, or the world around you. For sure, I'm feeling that right now.
Yeah.
As I'm looking at the end of my career and what it's going to be like to not be Bert Show Bert, and the fact that I want to travel so much, but I don't want to be away from Amanda and Asa, so how I'm going to balance all that out also. Yeah, I'm going through a lot of thoughts about all that. And the very last thing, acknowledging this fear may reveal a hesitance to step outside your comfort zone, which can inhibit your potential to evolve both personally and professionally. It's spot on.
That's scary how accurate that is, man.
And I think because I might have put Bert Show from Atlanta, it focused on my career more than anything else. And maybe it could have gotten deeper in other areas.
Okay. So we shouldn't put our like resume on there before we submit?
I think you have to put something identifying so it knows it's you are who you are. And I don't know in what area you do that.
My ChatGPT knows who I am.
Okay.
We talk all the time.
You don't even got to put your name in it.
It's like, got it.
The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.